But as I was thinking of the lesson this morning, you know, Joseph was a human being. He was flesh and blood, just like each of us are. But the thing about Joseph was he trusted in God. And the neat thing is, it's the same God that we can trust in today. In today's lesson, we're going to be looking at how Joseph responded when he was mistreated, taken from his home and into a foreign country. And then we're going to see how he responded when he was faced with temptation, when he was all alone, nobody around that he knew. I'd like to think just of a couple moments this morning about this thing of temptation, and I had several questions went through my mind this week as I was thinking about the lesson. I'm going to ask a couple questions. I'm not expecting a response back, but I just want to put these into your mind to think about. One question I thought of, what really is temptation? How would you describe temptation? And I thought of myself, you know, sometimes when I'm traveling down the road and it's late in the afternoon, I haven't had anything to eat. Now, maybe I'll see a billboard for Subway or McDonald's and I think, wow, that looks tempting, that beautiful meal depicted up on the billboard. And I use the word lightly. Well, that really tempts me. Is that temptation? Or is it something a lot deeper than that? Another question I thought of, where does temptation originate? Where does it start? Another question I thought of, how does temptation work? How does this all play out in my life as this comes to me, as I face a temptation? How does this all develop or unfold? Another question that I thought of was, is it a sin to be tempted? Is it sinful to be tempted? Another question I thought of last evening here as I was jotting some of these down, is it possible for me to face a temptation that is so strong that it's impossible to be victorious? Will we ever face a temptation that is so strong that we can't have victory over it? I invite you to two passages of Scripture. Just, I want to read these here and I'm not going to make any comment. The first one is in James chapter 1. Just a few verses on what Scripture has to say about temptation. There's a lot more Scriptures we could look at, but I just chose these two. James chapter 1, I want to start reading in verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Then turn forward a couple pages to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, I want to start reading at verse 12. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Same God that was faithful in Joseph's time, the same God that can help us to be faithful today. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the characters throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New, that we can look at and that we can take lessons from their lives of how they followed you and were faithful in the struggles and in the temptations that they faced way back many years ago. And God, thank you that you do not change, that you're the same God today. I pray that as we go to our classes this morning, that our hearts and minds would be open to receive your word. I ask a blessing on each teacher, from the youngest children's class right up to the adult classes. God, give them wisdom. Speak through them this morning. May we leave this Sunday school hour challenged and encouraged once again to be faithful to you. In your name we pray. Amen.